This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
Hello, I'm Finn, and welcome to Authentic, Real English.
大家好，我是冯菲菲。Sorry, I'm late. Peter 和 Dave 两个人在厨房里吵得不可开交，我刚才忙着劝架，所以来晚了。
Oh, really? What are they arguing about?
Something about who spilled the milk. 我也不知道为什么会为了那点小事吵起来。
Oh, no. Well, who started the argument?
I don't really know. I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Ah, good expression, Feifei.
Thank you, Finn. 不瞒你说，这个表达其实是我前几天才学到的，用在这儿还算是比较恰当吧。
That's right. We normally use six of one, half a dozen of the other when we think there's very little difference between two choices. We also use it when two people are equally responsible for something. Let's hear some examples.
I don't know whether to give my mum flowers or chocolates for Mother's Day.
It's six of one, half a dozen of the other.Do you think we should take the third ring road instead of the second ring road?
Oh, I don't know. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. They keep blaming each other. Whose fault was it really?
Oh, it was six of one, half a dozen of the other.
大家请记住，我们可以用 six of one, half a dozen of the other 来说明两个事物程度相等，分不出高低，不相上下。也可以用它来描述两个人对某事的责任相同，或者两个人的本事水平相同。
Actually, Feifei, hold on a minute. I need to go now.
Where are you going?
I'm going for dinner with Sophia. Quick, help me decide. Should I wear this blue shirt or this pink one?
You know what I'm about to say, don't you?
Ah, the pink one.
No, they're very similar. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Oh, you're not helping. I'm off. Bye.
Wait.
Authentic Real English.
From bbclearningenglish.com.